we're going to do a meditation on the Bindu and the Kamakala triangle. So find a posture. Again, I want to tell you this is a visual meditation. It's a concentrative meditation, and it works even if you can't do a perfect visualization. But I would like to ask you to make a focused effort to feel the presence of the Kamakala triangle and the Bindu within your Sahasrara. So find the Sahasrara, placing the two fists over your head and just finding the space at the top of the two fists. And then imagine that the breath flows in through the crown, through those, flows in literally as though it's coming from the center of the Sahasrara, which actually it is. And allow the downward flowing breath to settle you in a posture so that your crown gently rises upward, your base settles into the seat, your chest lifts and opens. And as you breathe, have the feeling, this is a technical yogic practice, that you're aiming the inhalation upward. So feel that the breath comes in through your nostrils, flowing upward through the crown, touching into the area of the Sahasrara. And if that feels intense, usually it's because you need to kind of expand your sense of your own boundaries so that your focus on the Bindu is very, very soft, and your sense of the breath, the inhalation rising and touching this area above the crown, is also very soft. It's almost as though you're inviting the breath to begin to open up this region, which really is there, but is, let's say, covered or occluded by the various karmic impressions and imprints that we've allowed to accumulate there. So imagine now that as the breath flows into this region, imagine the downward pointing triangle. Its three sides are undulating colors, red, blue, and gold. The Bindu is in the center, and the Bindu is a scintillating blue point. Allow yourself to sense its presence. As I said, it's really there. This is a peat, an abode, where Shakti lives in your Sahasrara. The point of blue light, the Bindu, is three-dimensional. It's round. It's sometimes described as the blue pearl. And those of you who are familiar with Jesus' phrase about the pearl of great price, I think we can assume he's talking about the Bindu. So this is the microcosmic form of Shiva and Shakti in union within your subtle body. It's the source of the entire creation as you experience it. In the macrocosm, the Bindu is the source of worlds. And what we're asked to do here is to somehow hold the paradoxical idea that both the macrocosm, the entire cosmos, and your own embodied cosmos are accessible through this point in your Sahasrara. My guru says that at one point in his sadhana, the blue pearl exploded and he saw within it all the worlds, and that's a lot of worlds, because in the tantric tradition, which is what he envisioned, there are said to be over 140 subtle and physical universes. At least that's what he saw in his vision. In the microcosm, that is, in you, Shiva and Shakti within the Bindu are constantly creating worlds through the powers of will, knowledge, and action, the three goddesses of the Kamakala triangle. And in your normal state, your ordinary state, those three powers, will, knowledge, and action, operate through the mind and senses to give you the experience of separation. With the awakening of Kundalini, and especially as Kundalini rises to the Sahasrara, these powers of will, knowledge, and action begin to function to show you the play, making apparent what's hidden, clearing the field, and revealing the identity between your inner being and the entire macrocosmos. The breath now just flows into the center of the triangle. And you just let yourself be present there. The sides of the triangle scintillate as the powers of desire, knowing, and activity. And by desire, we mean all those little squibs of restlessness that show up by knowledge, we mean the thoughts. By action, we mean the oscillations, the scintillation of energy that you may experience as your meditation centers here. In the Bindu, Shakti and Shiva make love to each other. Without trying to use these descriptions as reasons to think, just let the breath flow upward and let yourself softly be present inside the Bindu. As I said earlier, it's not a problem if you're not visualizing it exactly. By being present to the sense of the Kamakala triangle and the Bindu in that seat above the fontanelle, you're showing your highest self your willingness, your desire to be shown what you are. So just keep letting the breath flow upward, as it were, knocking on the door of the inner space within the Kamakala triangle and the scintillating point of the Mahabindu.